This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. What's at stake in this all-important election in the United States? 104,967,803 British pounds. That's what Brits who love to wager have put up. It's illegal for Americans to do it, but according to Mike Smithson, editor of politicalbetting.com, people in the UK have been totally absorbed by this year's presidential race in the US. Maybe they had to, because so many lost their shirts on that long-shot Brexit vote in June.
People in the UK certainly absolutely love American politics because of the spectacle of it all. And when people are following a big political event very closely, in this country we have legalized gambling, and they like to bet on it. We've now just exceeded what was bet on the Brexit referendum in June, so that is quite massive.
You've got some elements here, though, in the Trump-Clinton race that's different from a lot of big historical races in the United States in the past. I mean, is it the case that Trump is what every bettor loves, and that is an outlandish or a not completely outlandish long shot? I mean, he's a long shot, but he could win.
That's why it's so tight. I mean, people are following the polls by the minute and trying to sort of work out electoral college votes and so on. That is becoming quite a challenge. And also, they are very absorbed, and I think they're obviously people are concerned about who actually wins this race.
Are there side bets on Ohio and North Carolina, for instance?
Oh, yes. Essentially, you can go down all 50 states, and there are betting markets on each of them. Of course, some of them quite clearly you're not going to get a very, very good odds on the Republicans winning New York, but you can bet on every state.
What's the most outlandish, obscure bet you can make, either as a hedge or just because, you know, you Brits love to do it that way?
There's been a lot of money going on neither Trump nor Clinton winning Utah.
So because of the McMullen race, you've got a lot of Utah action.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that some of the bookmakers here are quite worried by that, because I think if neither of them do win, which is quite a high degree of probability, they will lose a lot of money. And it's getting down to that detail, which is an indication of what actually is going on. Because everybody assumed that Utah is always going to be absolutely rock-solid Republican. And this time, of course, it isn't.
What's the probability on Democrats taking the Senate?
I think it's about 40% at the moment.
Wow. That's some serious money if the Democrats win.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's varied a bit, and it's actually taken something of a tumble. I think the sort of the move away from Clinton in the last few days, particularly since the FBI asked into the court statement, obviously affected the other races as well, and certainly we're seeing prices being depressed on that.
What happened on your big boards when the Access Hollywood tape came out?
It was quite remarkable. Suddenly, because at that stage, it looked very much as though Trump was actually edging forward. And that day was absolutely wonderful. I mean, we saw a huge amount of movement, and all the money was flowing away from Trump, and it was going on to Clinton. I think we saw on one day with one bookmaker, £5 million. That's about $6 million traded.
Mike Smithson, editor of politicalbetting.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.